This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Internal Revenue Service is answering questions on Capitol Hill today about big money it spent on a big conference 3 years ago. The team-building shindig used to be a staple for many government agencies, but as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer found out, they now seem like a bit of a throwback.
It appears IRS agents know how to party.
Three.
The IRS footed the bill for this training video showing IRS workers learning a line dance they were to perform at the conference in Anaheim, California.
I need a straight line. You're trying to get ready for Anaheim.
The video went viral. Now the IRS says travel and training expenses have dropped more than 80%. Jack Pitney teaches political science at Claremont McKenna College. He says other federal agencies known for big bashes, like the General Services Administration and Pentagon, have also cut back because
you don't want your conference or any kind of event to become a YouTube moment.
Now most government gatherings are done by video conference, but some say the big conferences are valuable for networking with industry. Larry Allen is president of the consulting firm Allen Federal Business Partners.
When you have less FaceTime together between government and industry, that ends up costing the government something in the long run.
Allen says demoralized federal workers aren't up on industry trends, so it's harder to write contracts for things the government needs from the private sector. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.